Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 103 for Friday, October 14th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Friday morning. Large gains in vegetable oil were the primary reason why canola started to rise. As well, values appear to have broken out of their recent range. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $7.50 higher, with the November contract checking in at $487.40 a ton. That's up $7.30, while the January contract was at $494.90 a ton. That's up $7. Advances in U.S. soybeans were supportive for the market, and follow-through selling was also a feature. Cold and wet weather in Alberta and Saskatchewan has brought the harvest to a halt there, with some analysts estimating as much as 20% of the crop is still on the ground. Speculators were likely covering their short positions. However, the Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola a little less attractive to out-of-country buyers. Harvesting conditions are favorable in the U.S. As prices climb, a selling opportunity may be approaching. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 12 to 13 cents higher. The most active November contract was at $9.69 a bushel. The market received a boost after export sales came in higher than expected, and China took in 7.2 million tons of soybeans in September alone. That is the second highest total ever for the month of September. Support could start to falter later today, though, as commercials decide to square positions before the weekend. Still, a sideways trading pattern appears likely. One other note, the Rosario Grain Exchange released its first estimate of Argentina's soybean planted area. It pegged the acreage at 19.6 million hectares. Now, that's about 3% less than last year. Corn was 4 cents higher, with the December contract coming in at $3.54 a bushel. Prices popped after the USDA lowered its forecast for U.S. corn production and yields. Now, that comes at a time when demand appears quite strong for U.S. corn. Large commercial funds were covering their short positions in the market too, which was supportive. Ukraine has reduced the amount of corn its trucks are allowed to carry, and that could lower the country's exports slightly in the coming months. U.S. wheat was 5 to 6 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $4.22 a bushel. Wheat continues to climb higher on follow-through buying. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Syria, and a bunch of other countries are out bargain hunting right now. Demand has been so strong for U.S. wheat that it could record its biggest weekly gain on the charts in almost a year. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, October 14th, in Winnipeg for Farm Market News. I'm Dave Sims.